Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show for the rest of us. Yep, while there are some radio programs that preach to the converted, this isn't one of them. Oh, sure, we do have some tech-savvy listeners, which is great. But Tech Talk, right from day one, about 8 years ago, was created to help those understand technology, make some sense of it all in a language you can wrap your head around. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and hundreds of easy-to-understand articles. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, given March is Fraud Prevention Month, I thought it would be a good time to discuss online shopping tips to ensure you're having a smooth and safe experience. Millions of Canadians now shop on the internet, but there are millions more who are still reluctant to do it. And even for those who do shop on the internet, they may not be doing it in the safest of ways. And we'll get to that this hour. And so today we'll be joined by Gord Jamieson, head of payment system risk for Visa Canada, to talk about safe shopping practices while shopping on the internet. Welcome to the show, Gord.
Thank you.
Gord also has some surprising stats about small businesses not taking better precaution from cyber criminals on the internet. And we'll also learn about the new Visa chip card, speaking of technology, and also mobile payment on your phone. Sometimes it's called M-commerce instead of e-commerce or electronic commerce. M-commerce for mobile commerce. We'll get to that this hour as well. Lots to talk about between now and 1 p.m. And I'll tell you about our amazing two prizes in a moment. But I want to open the lines for you to ask Gord and I questions about shopping on the internet. I know you've got them. And you know on this show there are no dumb questions, so please keep that in mind. Just like your teacher used to tell you, when it comes to technology and a relatively new phenomenon like shopping online, there are certainly no dumb questions out there. So let's hear from you. And we'll reward you for calling in. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Maybe you've got some reservations about paying for something on the internet and you're not sure what's the most secure method. Or maybe you want to know if you should stick to credible websites, or the brick and mortar websites. The brick and mortar stores that have websites, or is it perfectly safe to use a little mom and pop store that is in some corner of the world you've never heard of? If you've got questions like that, if it's safe to shop at those kinds of sites, let's hear from you. Or maybe you want to know how PayPal is related to a credit card like Visa, or what happens in a dispute. Does a credit card company like Visa get involved with the merchant? Let's hear from you. Whatever questions you've got, we are here to answer them. The numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll free outside of the Toronto area, 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Again, to have your question aired today on Tech Talk, it's 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. It's also a free call on your cell phone. Okay, here are our two great prizes for today. The first caller after 12:30 and the last caller of the show just before 1 p.m. will each win a Visa gift card valued at $100. How about that? Courtesy of our guest, Gord Jamieson from Visa Canada, he brought with him two Visa gift cards that can be used like cash, but accepted wherever Visa cards are accepted, which is virtually everywhere. And they're good through January of 2010. Use them like cash, right, Gord?
Right, like cash, anywhere Visa.
There you go. So $100 to the person who, by chance, gets their call on the air at about 12:30, the first caller after that break, and then by chance, the caller who gets their question on the air just before 1 p.m. will win a $100 Visa gift card for you to shop wherever you like. Is this accepted online as well, or only at
No,
retail?
It can be used online as well, too.
Okay, great. So it could be at your local store around the corner or on the internet as well, wherever Visa cards are accepted, but you can use it like cash. And that's just a little thank you for calling in today with your question or comment about online shopping. That's today's theme, Online Shopping 101 with Gord Jamieson, head of payment system risk for Visa Canada. We got the lines open. And while we're waiting for the calls to come in, Gord, let me first ask you about online shopping, the advantages of doing so. Why should we shop online?
Well, it's becoming more and more popular. It's convenient for the shopper. They don't have to leave their home. And they have a lot of options available to them. They can shop anywhere. It doesn't have to be around the corner. It can be in the U.S. It could be across the overseas. It could be anywhere where they find a deal or some product that they want. They can purchase it online, the convenience of it. They're also protected. Shoppers online today, the biggest concern is about security. And they're protected. They're protected from our zero liability policy. So if fraud happens on their account because of shopping online, their numbers exposed, they won't be held accountable for it. And also, we have an e-promise. If you purchase goods online and it's not what you thought it was when you got it, or you never received the goods, or you're trying to return it and you have tried to return it with the place you purchased it from, we will reimburse your costs. So, you're protected all different ways from a merchant as opposed to using some of these other sites where you don't have that guaranteed protection.
So that's great. So a lot of advantages. It's secure now, and if you use a secure payment method, of course.
Yes.
Never send cash or even a check on the internet.
That's right.
It's convenient. You can shop in your house coat or less if you want, and 24/7. You know, I don't know how many times maybe I keep atypical hours, but with three little kids, by the time I get them down and I have a bite to eat with my wife and I'm not tired, I feel like running out and buying something that I forgot about, and it's after 9 o'clock I'm stuck, but right. Not anymore, not with online shopping. And speaking of convenience, the products are sent right to your door, or in many cases sent right to somebody that you want to buy it for. Instead of having to, spend money and gas to go to the mall, then drive it and drop it off somewhere else, you can often, type in a different address that's not the same as the payment address to send the product to. So it's very convenient. And I like how you said, you've got the world at your fingertips. You can buy a handmade blanket from Venezuela, or you can buy, a beautiful piece of ornate jewelry from Iran and have it sent wherever. And yeah. That's the beauty of shopping over the internet.
Yeah, exactly. And you can do cost comparison. You can easily shop around at a half a dozen merchants within 5 or 10 minutes to get that price that you think you're getting a great deal.
Mm-hmm, that's true, and that's a good point. We talked a bit about that last week because, Gord, last week on Tech Talk, we talked about using technology to help you through a recession and some either gadgets that will that are relatively inexpensive that can give you a lot of bang for your buck, or free software and safe sites that can help you compare prices. For technology items, I found a couple that I like. One is called pricecanada.com, where you can type in the name of, say, a Blu-ray player that you want to buy, and it will compare that same product across 10 or 15 online merchants. Mm-hmm. So you know you're getting the right cost. But a little tip is to also make sure you see what the shipping charges are.
Right.
And then another one, which is more than just a comparison shopping engine, called redflagdeals.com, offers great deals and coupons and free products that you might not know about for Canadian shoppers. So some great tips there. So what we're doing today, we're joined by Gord Jamieson from Visa Canada. We're talking about online shopping 101. I know you've got questions about shopping over the internet. In a safe environment. We're also this hour going to talk a bit about mobile payment options on using your cell phone and Visa. We'll learn about the new Visa chip card, which you may or may not have received by now. And we'll talk also about small businesses not taking better precaution against cyber criminals in cyberspace, because there's some interesting stats there that Visa has found that we're going to share with you between now and 1 p.m. Again, our two great prizes are Visa gift cards valued at $100 a piece. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win one, and the last caller before 1 p.m. will get one as well. We do have time for one caller before our first break, and we're going to start with Warren in Mississauga. Hey, Warren.
Hi. There's a great Firefox add-on. It's called Web of Trust, and it's great for, online shopping or any other sort of activity you're doing. It'll help advise you which sites are secure, and if you want to get it, you can go to mywot.com.
Great, thank you. So Firefox, for those who aren't familiar with the program, is a free browser. It's an internet browser, an alternative to Internet Explorer. And Firefox, this is an add-on that is designed to help you find those safe sites out there. Microsoft does have something similar with Internet Explorer and Opera, and other web browsers have also these programs that can flag potential, when they flag a sort of a higher risk site, maybe they don't have the encryption when you buy so it doesn't say HTTPS as in secure when you're buying, which we'll probably talk a bit about, Gord, this mm-hmm. hour, about how do you know that a place is secure if they're not a brand name like an Amazon or what have you. But we do have to take a short break. We've got a lot more calls to get to, a couple prizes to give away, and lots of information to absorb. So stick with us. Right now the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB All Day Traffic Center. Whoever said you don't get anything, you don't get nothing for anything. What's the expression? You don't get something for nothing. Thanks, Dwayne. It's Sunday. My brain's just, you know. Whoever said you don't get something for nothing obviously hasn't listened to Tech Talk before, because each and every week we've got great prizes. Okay, maybe not for nothing, but just for calling in with a question, which isn't tough at all. We are giving away today two $100 Visa gift cards, courtesy of my guest, Gord Jamieson from Visa Canada. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We are talking about online shopping today. The first caller after the 12:30 break and the last caller of the show is going to, they're both going to win a $100 Visa gift card that can be used like cash wherever Visa cards are accepted. Just a little thank you for calling in with your question or comment about online shopping. You can reach us at 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Gord, without further ado, let's jump right into the callers.
Sure.
Because we've got lots of good ones waiting in the wings. Let's start with Leanne in Keswick. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for calling today.
Yeah, I've had a lot of luck with online shopping. I've been very successful doing it. No fraudulent, you know, things going on.
Great.
But I had a warning I kind of wanted to put out there because of the topic. And that was an experience I had once buying some software online and had no problem downloading it, had some problems trying to get it to work properly, and ultimately discovered well after the fact that the company that I was dealing with really didn't have a good customer service department. It was almost like you had to send them an email, let them know what the problem was, and hope to hear back from them. And that seemed to be the only recourse. So I would just say to people that are thinking of doing something along those lines, where you're buying something that you're supposed to download onto your computer or receive instantly, just to make sure that they have, you know, good customer service departments in place. And one other thing I actually thought of while I was on hold too was to always tell people to make sure that they know what how much they're paying, i.e., you know, Canadian versus U.S. dollars. A lot of sites aren't very clear.
Mm-hmm.
On the price difference, yeah.
Great tips, Leanne. Absolutely. When you're buying a product, always check their refund or return policy if it's a hard good. And if it's software, a program that you are downloading from the internet, they should also have somewhere on that site a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied, if it's a legitimate site. But as Gord is telling us here from Visa, it doesn't matter if there's a dispute, that Visa's got your back if you're using a Visa to pay for the item. There's a no questions asked kind of thing within reason, or if it's a big ticket item then.
But yeah, within reason. But if you bought something, it's not what you thought it was going to be,
right,
or the goods were never delivered to you, you'll get your money back. It's a neat
promise. I remember
promise.
There was a minimum of a $50 purchase, but that's now been waived.
Yeah, that used to be a certain amount that the consumer was going to be responsible for, but we've completely eliminated. Now we have zero liability policy.
Mm-hmm. And just to add on something that Leanne also said with her second comment about making sure you understand everything you're paying for, not only is there the cost of the item, but yes, keep in mind that the Canadian dollar is not at par with the U.S. any longer. Secondly, when a product comes into Canada with a value greater than $20, you may have to pay some taxes and customs fees and other fees for that, unless you, some people tell the merchant to put a lower cost on it to save some. Gordon, I'm not saying you're recommending that. And then third, also be aware of shipping charges as
That's
well.
Right.
That's where sometimes when you use those comparison shopping engines, you might see a really dramatically low price. But before you are suckered into that, make sure you read their shipping instructions, because if they send it from the U.S. or from China to Canada, it could cost you an arm and a leg. So try to shop domestically if you can, because that'll not only speed up the delivery, but it in theory should be cheaper as well.
Right.
Good points, though. Let's talk to Mark in Toronto. Great name, Mark. Thank you for calling on Tech Talk today.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
I have a question. I bought my daughter an iTunes card for $20. So I assume that when she goes on the computer, she can just enter the card and she doesn't have to pay anything. And she does not have to pay anything, but they do ask for a Visa card. I want to know why they ask for a Visa card.
Okay, so I can answer that. This is Mark here. In order to use that iTunes gift card, you have to have an iTunes account. And when you set up an iTunes account, they ask for a payment method to keep on hold in case you buy things from the iTunes gift store, in case you want to download music or movies or what have you, or applications. You can choose. The last option is no payment method. So you're basically saying, I don't want to give you a credit card number up front. But should your daughter want to buy something in the future, it will prompt her for a secure payment method. But when she sets up an account, the last option is no payment method. It's kind of hard to see, but it is the last option there. And then when she types in that gift card number that you bought her, it will work just fine. So you don't have to give your credit card number up front, but that's just in case she wants to start shopping in the future, because iTunes is a place to download digital media for your computer or for your iPod or iPhone. But great question. Let's go to Brenda in Oshawa. Hi, Brenda. We're talking about online shopping today.
Hi, Mark. I just want to know, there are so many sites out there. What is a really good, safe site to buy something? Because you don't know if you're being scammed or what. Because I'm on the internet 24/7, and I go through a lot of sites, and I don't know which is safe and which is not a safe site to go on.
That's a great question, Brenda. So, so Gord, there are many Canadians who want to shop on the internet, right, but they're reluctant to do so. Would you suggest, for those who are just starting out, to buy something small from a place that they're comfortable with, like a brand name store?
I would suggest that. And you know, the first time around, if you're not, you haven't done any business with that e-commerce merchant before, then maybe you want to be a little more cautious in the way you're approaching the sale until you develop a bit of a relationship. You've bought once or twice or three times from them. But start with the more reputable ones, the name brand ones first, and expand from there. But again, they're protected. So the consumers are protected. I know they're concerned about, oh, I'm going to get scammed here, but you are protected when you shop online. So you've got that comfort level
so,
as well.
So here's a tip. Never buy a product from a piece. Like if you get an email that says, here, click here for our great Rolex knockoffs or whatever, never click on that link, because that's what's called a phishing attempt, a P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, where they're trying to steal your identity for financial gain, usually. So you don't want to click on a link to go to some sort of store you've never heard of. Manually type in a store, whether it's a brick and mortar version of the store, like a Costco.ca, because you're familiar with the Costco retail locations, or if it's a reputable online-only store like MSN Shop, Shopping or Amazon or what have you, you know, and eBay is a whole other animal. We'll talk a bit more about that next week as well. But stick with the sites, you know, as Gord said, and start small. If you're new, start with a DVD, a book, a video game, a movie, something small before you dive in with both feet. So, you know, test the water first with your toe. Great call. We are going to take another break. When we return, we're going to give away our first of two $100 Visa gift cards. And of course, get back to the lines and answer your questions about online shopping. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and hundreds of easy-to-understand articles. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Well, today's show is part one of a two-week online shopping special because there's a lot of ground to cover. So next week, we're going to continue the conversation too. But today, we're joined by Gord Jamieson, head of payment system risk for Visa Canada. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And I was blaming it the fact that I was flubbing a couple of words because it was Sunday, and it's because we sprang forward today. That's it. I'm missing that 1 hour. It is 12:30 on the dot right now, not 11:30. So make sure you change all those clocks. Speaking of technology, you can walk around your home, the microwave, the stove, the oven, the alarm clock, and change it if it doesn't do so automatically, and change it to 12:31 right now, 12:31, because it's not 11:31. Okay, so today we're chatting about online shopping. Also, this second half hour here, we're going to also talk about some other tech-related Visa initiatives, such as mobile shopping, mobile payment right. shopping on your cell phone, talk about chip cards, and if we have time, a little bit about small businesses as well.
Right.
But I promised our listeners that we have two great giveaways courtesy of Visa. We've got two $100 gift cards. One we're going to give away now to the first caller who we put on the air, and then one to the last caller. 416-872-1010 if you haven't called in yet. If you're outside of Toronto, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255 on your cell phone. Let's start with Ali from downtown, who's been waiting the longest. Ali, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yes, Mark, I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Congratulations, you're $100 richer.
Thank you very much.
All right. Make sure you don't hang up when we're done, because we'll tell you how to pick up your prize.
Okay. My question was, what's the difference between PayPal and the Visa secure thing? And which is more secure? Like, if I use PayPal, would a Visa cover me if there's something wrong?
Okay, great question. I'll answer your first question. I'll have Gord answer the second. So PayPal is a secure online payment method that was acquired by eBay, and it's popular on many sites around the world because not all online merchants have a merchant Visa. They may have a merchant PayPal, but the way that you use PayPal is that you've got this this account that you create that's linked to either your bank account or your Visa card or another credit card. I have a PayPal account myself, and I have it linked to my Visa. So you replenish the funds in your PayPal account with your credit card. And when you're shopping through PayPal, they also have, you know, guarantees and secure payment guarantees if you run into any disputes. But it's kind of like a conduit, some sort of middleman between your Visa or your bank account and the cash that you're using. So PayPal can be linked to your Visa, but it's not the exact same thing. And to whether or not Visa will protect you if you shop through PayPal, I'll let Gord answer that.
If you use your Visa, you're going to be protected.
Okay, so if it's linked to your Visa card, you will be protected, Ali.
Okay, thank you very much.
Did you want to add anything?
Yeah, I just want to, we're talking about security. We have various layers of security when shopping online. One is verified by Visa, where you enroll with your card issuer and get an ID and a password. So when you shop online at several merchants, Dell, Air Canada, for example, are ones that are verified by Visa, Future Shop, Best Buy, they'll prompt you for your verified by Visa ID and password. We also have CVV2, which is the card verification value 2, the three-digit number on the back of your card. A lot of people confuse it with a PIN.
Right.
They think it's your actual PIN. Hey, I can't give that information out. I don't want to give this to anybody. The intent is for online shopping. Or do you give that card number out when you're shopping online? So that stops somebody from picking up a receipt that doesn't have that information on it and trying to go online and shop.
Right.
And someone being able to challenge you that you physically have that card in your possession.
Right. Some websites will ask you for the expiration date.
Yes.
Some will ask you for the three-digit code on the back of the card. So there are different, depending on the merchant, you will be asked for some extra information to verify that you are the cardholder.
Right. And okay. We also have address verification, which you don't seem to, you wouldn't notice because it's sort of behind the scenes. As you fill in your billing address and your ship-to address, they use that information to validate with the issuer that is the address of the cardholder itself.
Since we're talking about some added layers of security, before we go back to the lines, Gord, I wanted to ask you about Visa chip cards. It's
yes.
not necessarily an online thing yet,
yes.
but many listeners now who are Visa customers may have had their credit card replaced with one that has, it looks like a little computer chip on the front of it. Can you explain what a Visa chip card is and the advantages for this way over the old way?
Yeah, we're really excited about our migration to chip. It's taking place over the next 3 years. As your cards expire over the next 3 years, you'll get your card replaced with a chip card. And as you indicate, it's a microprocessor, it's a small computer basically on your card. It has the ability to perform decisions, logics, has rules written into it, and it interacts with the terminal. So now it creates a higher level of security. It's going to be a PIN as opposed to a signature. We're going to empower the consumer. The consumer's going to hold on to their card. So you're going to be inserting it into the point of sale terminal and following the prompts, much like you would with a debit card today. And then when it says remove the card, you do so. So no longer are you turning the card over for somebody to present the opportunity for them to skim the mag stripe, capture the information off your mag stripe.
Right.
And the information that's on the chip card is protected with the cryptographic keys that only the issuer has the ability to communicate with. So if I capture your information off the chip, I can't create a chip card. And because of the data elements, I can't create a mag stripe. So those hacking incidents you hear about, mm-hmm. that data, chip data being captured would be useless to anybody.
Okay, so the what's different now, if you haven't used a chip card, is that you, as the consumer, when you're in line at the, let's say a Best Buy, since you brought them up earlier, you're buying this TV with the credit card. Instead of giving it to the cashier and then you signing your signature,
right.
You are holding onto the card. They give you that little, what's it called?
Point of sale terminal.
Okay, so a little terminal that you stick your card in and then you're typing in a four-digit PIN number now instead of signing it.
That's right.
And then it tells you when to pull it out and that's instead of the signature and the card never leaves your hand.
That's right.
Okay, so yeah, my Visa cards are chipped. So now I'm familiar with the process. The
right.
first, second time I was like, what do you mean? I said to the person, no, I'm not paying by debit because that's when we
yeah, exactly.
used to, that's when they used to hand you that terminal.
It's all about a consumer changing your culture, the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the biggest change to the payment environment in many, many years.
Speaking of merchants, let's chat with Vito in Brampton, who's an online merchant. Thanks for calling, Vito.
Good afternoon. Just as an add-on to your last call, if a customer is buying an intangible product, like such as the downloadable software, and they have a problem with their merchant, they will have a very difficult time recouping their money via PayPal. By stark contrast, the credit card companies, including Visa, are always on the side of the consumer.
Okay, good to know that.
I've just seen so many stories about that, and it's just, if I ever bought anything downloadable, it would always be using a credit card, even if it gives the option for PayPal.
Okay, thank you. You know, maybe I'll ask my PayPal guest about that next week, because I use both. I use Visa as well. And the reason why I use Visa, by the way, is because with my CIBC Visa, I have a dividend card, so I get a certain percentage of funds back at the end of the year.
Right.
So I try to use my credit card wherever possible, because I'd rather get something for nothing.
Yeah, a lot of them have loyalty points and everything
that's
else.
That's right. There's Air Miles cards. There's, the gold one. Yeah. So that's why I use it. But I do use PayPal as well. So that's good to know. Also, and I just want to reiterate again why some merchants may use PayPal. Not everybody has a merchant Visa account. You have to have a merchant Visa number to sell items on. A lot of them don't have that merchant Visa number to sell products on the internet. It's more affordable for them to get a PayPal merchant account, and they accept PayPal instead. So it's kind of like an online phenomenon.
The other thing, too, about a merchant online is that if they assume the liability in the fraud, a lot of cases, so a merchant has to assess their business. And when shopping online, if there's fraud, because it's a card-not-present transaction, ultimately, if there that fraud losses could go back right to the merchant.
Okay. All right, we have time for one more caller before our next break, and that's Jimmy in Toronto. Hey, Jimmy, you're on News Talk 1010. We're talking about online shopping tips.
Yeah, I lived in Europe last year, and I was just wondering, from Canada, is it possible to get a Visa registered in Euro dollars or U.S. dollars where you avoid paying that foreign transaction fee, which is kind of snuck in there? It's not really itemized when you pay for something in foreign currency.
Yeah.
2.5%. And it's not itemized, so you never really know, like, except in the fine print on the back, you know?
Yeah, I think I haven't heard any issuers offering cards with euros on it. I know there are some issues that will issue U.S. type cards, depending on the type of business you have.
Mm-hmm. I have a U.S. Visa as well.
Yeah, I haven't heard of anybody offering that service. It would be up to the individual issuers.
Now, are there any cards that don't, like, I know Citibank in the States, like with a card, they don't charge the foreign transaction fee. In Canada, are there any cards that do not charge a foreign transaction fee?
I'm not sure on that answer.
Yeah, because I don't know. It seems like they kind of nick you, 2.5% on a bill, that's a lot of money,
Yeah, it's a good question, Jimmy. Sorry we don't know the answer to that one. Maybe you can ask, I don't know if his bank would know the answer to that. But,
yeah, I would suggest to go to his issuer to see what options that are available, because they offer a wide variety of products, especially the larger banks in Canada, and they may have an answer for them.
If you've got questions about online shopping, let's hear from you, because in about 15 minutes or so, whoever happens to be the last caller of the show will win our second grand prize, a Visa gift card valued at $100. It could be used like cash wherever Visa is accepted, online or at retail. So give us a call, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. We'll be right back with more with Gord Jamieson from Visa Canada. Stick with us.
This visually impaired.
It's 12:40. Time to check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. On today's show, it's Online Shopping 101. Some tips on ensuring that your web shopping is a smooth and safe one. We're joined by Gord Jamieson from Visa Canada. Welcome back to the show, Gord.
Welcome. Thank you.
We are taking your calls, your questions, your concerns, your beefs about online shopping. It's a first of a two-week special on this topic because, after all, March is Fraud Prevention Month. And we are here to offer some tips and suggestions on making sure that you're not going to be falling victim to cyber criminals out there on the internet. We are going to be giving away a $100 Visa gift card to the last caller of the show in about 10 minutes or so. But we have lots of people waiting in the wings, so why don't we jump to them? We've got Dorothy first from Mississauga. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I ran into a problem that I hope I'll be protected by Visa with. About a year ago, I purchased a $400 item online from a local store. It worked for a few months, but that store only had a 90-day return policy. I got in touch with the manufacturer. after quite a bit of correspondence, they replaced the item for me, and the same thing happened again. It stopped working.
Wow, and that's a lot of money to have that happen for, you know, $400 for 3 months isn't, four months worth of use isn't very very good. Bang for your buck there.
That's for darn sure.
Okay. So, Gord, I know you don't have all the details.
Right.
But offhand, is there any recourse, or did the merchant and the manufacturer do what they said they would do?
Well, they tried to honor it the first time around. Mm-hmm. But there are some cards that are out there that almost provide like an insurance to you. I know I've seen there are some products that your goods are damaged, it's protected. Again, if this purchase online, if the product is not what it's purported to be, mm-hmm. then go back to your issuer.
And so even after the 30-day
I would go back
merchants.
And see. I can't guarantee that they're going to, because you've had the product for some time, you accepted
right.
it. Mm-hmm. But again, if it wasn't what it claimed to be,
right.
then go back and make that claim to your issuer.
Yeah. Frustrating, but it doesn't sound like it's an online only sort of
no,
issue.
That could be
problem.
A
that could have happened 100 years ago with cash.
Merchant
yeah.
as well, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nevertheless, it's a sad story, and hopefully she'll get that resolved. Let's go to Uday in Brampton. Hi, Uday. Good afternoon. Hi, Uday. Nope, I guess she's not there. Let's go to Solban in Toronto. Hi, Solban.
Yes, thanks for listening to my call, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I bought a piece of software online, downloading off the computer,
mm-hmm.
and the software didn't work, and I was told by Visa to call the merchant and wait a month later. So I did call, email the merchant. The merchant was in the U.K., and I asked them to refund my money, and they wouldn't refund my money. And I asked Visa if they can help me, and apparently I wasn't covered, and I was told by Visa I would have to pay $10 to fight the case.
No, well, in that particular case, the first response was appropriate. They try to get you to go back to the merchant to see if you can have this resolved with the merchant. And if it can't be resolved, then the e-promise should kick in, and you should be guaranteed you're getting your money back.
No, I never got my money back. I emailed the merchant again, and the merchant's giving me excuses, you know, saying that you had this software on your computer for 4 months, you know, and now you want your money back. I emailed them three or four times, and they still didn't return my money, and they're making excuses.
Mm. Okay.
And I talked to Visa, and Visa said we can't help you because you're fighting against them. I don't know why I'm not getting my money back.
You should in this particular case.
So, all right, I'll try calling Visa again.
Yeah, and also, Gord, would you recommend then he goes to the issuer, such as a bank?
Yeah, whoever issues his card, whichever bank that is, okay. that's where the complaints should be made to, and quote the e-promise. There is an e-promise mm-hmm. that's made by Visa, and you're not sad. You never got the goods. It did never work. It's never what it was alleged to be.
Solban, if you still can't resolve this problem, I'd be curious to hear how this turns out. Email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, after you check with your bank and try to get your money refunded, and good luck to you on that. Really quickly, we're going to go to Danielle in Toronto. Hi, Danielle.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I purchased an online vacation, a vacation where I paid for it on my
right.
Visa card based
mm-hmm.
on what I read online.
Right.
It was nowhere like what it was advertised to be.
Mm.
And I've tried to get Visa to correct it because I reported it within the time period.
Right.
I sent them copies of the website advertisement, told them what I got. I paid 300 and change per night.
Ooh.
For a
Ooh.
Place which was supposed to have running water, electricity, and so on and so forth, we had to take our water from the lake,
oh boy.
Load it into the toilets to flush a toilet, could not bathe for the 3 days we were there.
Oh boy.
And we were still charged the $300 and change.
So this sounds like a unique problem with Danielle buying a service, or I mean, I guess a non-tangible
right.
Item. It's a vacation, I should say. So how does Visa handle something like that? When I'm sorry, we don't have that much time to answer
yeah.
it. But.
Well, in that particular case, it's rather unique. I think it's something that you would have to have a discussion with your issuer on. A lot of times people buy trips on vacations. So say an airline went bankrupt. They're protected. They get their money back because they've used their credit card for
oh,
that
yeah.
purchase.
Roots Airline,
yeah.
for example. Okay. We're going to take a short break. When we return, a couple more calls and, of course, giving away that $100 Visa gift card. Stick with us. Today we're talking primarily about your experience as a consumer shopping online and the safest ways to do so, which includes a safe payment method like Visa. We are joined by Gord Jamieson from Visa Canada. But if you're a small business owner listening, you may be surprised to hear that despite you not being one of the big players, these big companies, that you are also at risk from fraud. And Visa has recently conducted an interesting survey that proves otherwise. Gord, maybe before we go to the next caller, you could tell us a little about that.
Yeah, very quickly. We did the survey in preparation for Fraud Prevention Month, and we found out that 41% of the merchants surveyed, small business merchants, did not think they would be the victims or the targets of data hackers or data thieves, which that goes against everything we're seeing. In North America, 85% of our data breaches are small merchants. And it's probably because they just don't have the knowledge. I want to open up a restaurant. I know how to make pizza, but I don't know anything about information security.
Mm-hmm.
And I rely on my third parties to put a system in place for me. And really, you know nothing more about it. And 52% of them have never asked anybody any questions, didn't know where to go to get that information.
Yeah,
and that's what we're trying to do here with this Fraud Prevention Month, is get out there and provide them more information about how they can secure themselves.
Right, because if you're a small company or a business, you probably think, oh, they're going to go after the big guys with millions of customers in their database and try to steal their personal information. Now, I understand Visa is hosting a seminar to help educate small business owners about fraud, right?
Yes, we are. We're in across Canada, and we're going to be in Toronto on Thursday, March 12th at 9 a.m. in the morning at the Novotel. And anybody who wants to register, it's free of charge. It's www.visa.ca/FPM for Fraud Prevention Month.
Okay, visa.ca/FPM, Fraud Prevention Month, to attend this seminar. And it's for businesses.
It's for small businesses, yes.
Okay, let's go to who's been waiting the longest? Gary in Burlington. Gary, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi there. I've got a question about the liability. I've been reading that the liability is being shifted to the customer if there's any access. I think that came out in the Star article that was being shifted over.
Regardless of the payment method?
If you're using an encrypted chip card, your terms of service have been changed, or is what I've been reading.
And okay.
That it'll shift the liability to the customer rather than to the banks.
All right.
No, that's not the case. They're going to investigate. The issuer would investigate if you allege I didn't make this transaction. But now you're dealing with a much more secure payment method, a chip card and a PIN. So how does somebody, if that type of transaction takes place, how does somebody get that?
So there's no increased liability, reliance on the customer being responsible for the transaction any more than before?
No, it's still a zero liability policy. If you didn't make the transaction, you're good.
Okay, and our last caller for today and the winner of the $100 Visa gift card is
Alrighty.
Axel from Oakville.
Thank you very much.
Hi,
good
Axel.
Afternoon, Mark.
Thank you, Gord. Thanks for calling.
Afternoon.
This might not be your favorite call, but I've got some significant concerns because I'm a vision impaired individual.
Okay.
And, of course, we're in a situation where we've got an aging population.
Yes.
And online accessibility is a huge problem, and therefore security. And the point of sale devices or terminal devices, if you're talking about these chips now, I generally have to ask for assistance from the clerk or cashier on inputting my information because these devices are different from location to location. There's no symmetry there. And the readout itself, obviously, is a visible readout, and I can't read that.
Yes.
Right, and you don't want to give the clerk your PIN number.
You certainly would not give your PIN number to anybody. So we recognize
this.
We recognize this, and we in this situation, we ask the cardholders to contact their issuer, identify what your impairment is, if it's visually impaired in this particular case, and they will adjust what we call the cardholder verification method. So in all likelihood, on your particular card, even though it's a chip transaction inserted in the terminal, it will probably be a signature cardholder verification.
Okay.
So you can make that request specifically with your issuer.
Mm-hmm.
So what about, that's great news from that perspective, but when I'm doing my online shopping, what security is going to be, somehow invoked in that area? Because, again, you go to different websites, you can input information.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances, first of all, that the information I'm directing into that website is going to be accurate, no mistakes? Or do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Because of this accessibility perspective.
Yeah,
it is a challenge when you're going online then in that particular situation,
because all the forms are different for every website.
Well, yeah, every merchant's going to be different. The information still has to be input, because that merchant who's got the liability is probably not going to proceed with the transaction unless they've got some sort of validation that you are in fact the cardholder.
And there is software out there, and I don't endorse it because I don't know how accurate it is, but there is software that is designed for forms in particular, so it knows to put in your name and your address and your credit card information in the right spots. When you're shopping online, and you need to just set that up once, perhaps in Axel's case with the help of someone who isn't visually impaired.
Right.
But I wouldn't trust that with every site. That's just me. Mm-hmm. But I know there is software available that will fill in forms for you automatically. In fact, next week's discussion, we have to wrap up now. Next week, one of our two guests will be from Symantec, the security experts, and they have a form filling solution. So perhaps we can extend that discussion to next Sunday as well. Gore Jamieson from Visa Canada, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And for the gift cards, we didn't talk about mobile payments, using your cell phone to buy things.
Do it another time.
We'll have to bring you back in maybe the spring or the summer to chat about that, because I'm sure we have a whole hour there to talk about. So thanks for everybody for calling today. Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, and Sarah Rice, our screener. Great job today, guys. Coming up next on News Talk 1010, we have the Buddha Lounge. You don't want to miss that. It's 12:58. Stay tuned for more on News Talk 1010 CFRB.